On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, welcome to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. We took a little hiatus to deal with some family stuff, but we're back, as we promised. And we're also going to premiere a new bit called Last Chance. Hopefully you'll like it. we're gonna give it a shot. It might be the only chance we do this bit, but...
It may be, but... God almighty.
Okay, we're going to try.
I won't say any more until we get there, but geez.
Okay, but before we do that, I wanted to talk about some new album releases that are pretty good that I've heard. Maybe Danny's heard them, I don't know, but if go pick these up. I have three of them. First one is Saxon's Carpe Diem. If you like Saxon from the early 80s to the mid 80s, right up your alley.
Nice.
3-minute, 4-minute songs, great riffs, straight to the chorus, good stuff. Not too heavy, not too light. Really good. I mean, I'm surprised. I've probably listened to it 5 or 6 times already.
Yeah.
Next one is Scorpions, Rock Believer.
I've listened to that one. Really good.
Yeah, bad album title. Really good. Great cover. Yeah. Lyrics are kind of stupid. But the music's fantastic. But then again, the Scorpions lyrics were never that great, you know?
Yeah. It's like they had, I know early on they had somebody else that could speak English well.
Herman the German.
Herman?
Yeah, he helped, he spoke better English, so he helped with the lyrics. But these lyrics are all Klaus.
Oh, boy.
But if you're an 80s Scorpions fan, you'll dig it. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
and
I've listened to it 2 or 3 times, and it's good.
Yeah, get you motivated. Get you put it on in the headphones, and you'll be walking for miles. last one is Slash and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. It's titled 4. I would say probably their best album as a band.
Really,
it's good.
I have not listened to that yet.
It starts off strong. And you know what? I'm not a huge fan of that band. I mean, I think they're okay. I mean, the musicians are all good, but this one is strong.
Is it the music? Is Miles?
It's everything. Well? The good songs. Choruses are memorable. Musicianship's great. Probably their best album.
Wow.
So yeah,
all right, I'll have to check that one out.
Those are the ones I recommend. And if you got them out there and you think they stink, please let us know. Or if you agree with us, please let us know also.
Probably if you're listening to this podcast, you probably agree at least somewhat.
Yeah. You're not going to be surprised. It's some good stuff. Good, solid stuff.
Nice.
Nobody's trying to go grunge on those albums. Just saying.
Oh.
Or disco.
Speaking of grunge bullshit.
Yeah. Well, not yet.
All right.
We're going to start off first with our signature bit, and we call this Rapid Fire. Okay, Danny, this week, in this bit, I'm going to ask Danny 3 questions. He's going to ask me 3 questions. And whoever gets the most questions right wins. And you at home, play along. Your job is to try. You're going to try to go 6 for 6.
Yes.
But if you go 3 for 6, that's pretty good, too.
I think you'll do pretty well this week. I didn't get any real stumpers.
Okay, I think you might get 2 out of 3.
All right.
I think one's super hard. I think the other ones aren't as hard. But okay. So I'm gonna be a gracious host. I'm gonna let you go first.
All right. Okay. So question number 1 for you. Since we have this band coming up in a later bit, I'm gonna ask you, who has sung lead vocals on albums released by Warrant?
All right. There's the first one, which is Janie Lane.
Yep.
Okay, I'm trying to think of names here. Jamie St. James sang on One.
Yep.
Album's okay. It's not horrible, but it's okay. Sounds like Black and Blue, though, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I love Black and Blue.
Not as good as Black and Blue, but it does sound like Black and Blue because he has a distinct vocal.
Yeah.
And the last one, and I can't remember his damn name. I can see his face. I know who he is, and I've seen him live many times, but I cannot remember his... What the hell is his name? He's originally from New Jersey. He sang with Ozzy as a backup singer.
Yep.
What's the first letter of his first name?
R.
Oh, my God. I'm stupid. I'm having a brain fart. What the hell is his name?
Last name begins with M.
Why am I thinking of Ricky Medlock? It's not Ricky Medlock.
It would not be Ricky Medlock.
No, he's in Blackfoot and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, not even
close.
Jeez.
I know exactly who he is. I can't... I'm going to...
It's Robert Mason.
Robert Mason. Yeah. Dumbass. He was in Lynch Mob and a bunch of other bands. Damn it. So it's probably your easiest question. I got it wrong.
I don't know. I got some pretty easy ones this week. I think you'll get... You got... 0 for 1, but wow. I think you'll get the rest of these. We'll see.
I should have got that. I'm going to blame that on dementia. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Question 1 for you. Should I start with an easy one or a hard one? Let's see. Let's start with this one. Who produced Billy Idol's 2021 EP, The Roadside?
That was Butch Walker.
That would be correct.
Yes.
It's pretty good, too.
Yeah, it is good. It's not Butch has kind of a signature sound with the big backing vocals, which I love. I mean, everything Butch does, I'm a big fan of, and I've seen him, I don't know, 7-8 times now.
Yeah,
every time is fantastic. So,
and I found out. Fan. I mean, I heard this album before, and I liked the EP, and I liked it, but I only found out yesterday that Butch Walker produced it. So I heard it on a podcast. Steve Stevens was interviewed and he talked about Butch Walker. I went, oh, I didn't know that. Good question. Yeah, good question for the show.
I follow him on Instagram or Twitter, one of those, and he talked about it.
Okay, well, I guess I'm gonna have to follow him as well. So follow Butch Walker on Instagram.
You won't be sorry. He posts all the time and he's very entertaining and he's awesome.
And tell him we told you to do it from the Hard Rock
Show. Exactly.
That means he's gonna get like 5 more followers.
All right, question number 2 for you. Who has played guitar in Motorhead?
Oh, there was Larry Willis was first.
Yeah.
Larry Wallace. First
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he was never on an album. But.
He wasn't really? I thought he was. I thought he was on the first one.
I don't
think
so.
After that was Fast Eddie Clark.
Yep.
Then there was oh my God, I can see their faces. There was a guy named Wurzel.
Yeah.
Because they came in with another guy who ended up being in the band and I can't remember his name. Oh my God.
You've not had your Wheaties today.
Oh my God, I know exactly who he is. I can see his face.
Yeah, he was in the band
until
the end.
Late 80s till the end. Jesus.
Yeah, he was in the band a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Way longer than Fast Eddie Clark.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember. I give up.
There's one more besides him, though.
Really? Oh. From Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
Brian Robertson.
That's right.
That still didn't help me with the other guy's damn name.
Starts with a P.
Phil Campbell.
That's it. There Ooh. You go. Jeez. All right, I'll give you that one.
My brain. It's been a long day. You know, I'm also on this break. I'm getting over COVID as well. My whole family got it. So.
Oh, damn, that sucks.
Yeah. The only lasting effect I've had is, man, I sleep a lot now.
Oh, really?
Jeez. I could sleep for 12, 14 hours. It's ridiculous.
Man, if I sleep 8 hours, it's a shock.
Yeah, normally it's me 6 to 7, maybe 8 if I'm lucky on a weekend, but now I take naps now.
What?
I know. I used to take naps a long time ago when I was growing up. But after having this COVID thing, I come home and I take like an hour nap. Jeez.
I know when I knew you back in Virginia, It was like, yeah, Mark's asleep. I was like, damn it, come on.
Yeah, that's because my plan was to grow to be 6'5".
Yeah. Well,
it didn't work out.
No. Maybe you should have. I don't know.
I was 7 inches short. Damn it. Okay, question number two for you. What do Trevor Rabin, former Yes guitarist, and Dave Evans, former AC/DC frontman, they have former bands. What do those bands have in common?
Oh, geez.
Trevor Rabin, Dave Evans. They have something in common with their bands. And they're both in the 70s.
Oh, man. They both opened for Kiss.
Incorrect.
Ugh.
They both had bands named Rabbit.
Rabbit?
Rabbit. And they spelled them different. So the Trevor Rabin from South Africa, his name, they spelled it Rabbit with two T's at the end. And the one in Australia spelled it with one T at the end. So, yeah, there's two bands named Rabbit.
Okay. And I don't think I've heard either one of them.
Yeah, they're not that memorable. And there's a Canadian band is named Rabbit as well, but they spelled it with a W. Wabbit.
What is it about the name? That's a terrible name.
Yeah, three bands have been named Rabbit.
No, that's not good.
That's not three good. More than a band's name called Mule.
Yeah.
Jackass, I guess.
Maybe so.
Platypus. Has there been a platypus before?
Nope.
Armadillo? I don't know. Rabbit seems to be was popular in the 70s and early 80s. Who knows?
I guess. Whatever.
And I have music from them. I think I sent them to you, too. You probably didn't even bother listening.
No, I definitely haven't, because I haven't listened to any Rabbit.
You went, Rabbit? That sounds stupid. I'm not listening to that.
Yeah. All right. Question number three for you.
Just to let you know, I haven't listened either.
Okay. All right. Good.
Okay. Three. Here we go.
Question three for you. This is the name game.
All right.
Whose original name is Angela Tremble?
Angela Tremble.
Yep. Big in the 70s, had a comeback in the late... Well, she was big in the 70s and
80s. Is she in a band or is she a solo singer?
She was in a band.
She's in a band. She's big in the 70s.
And early 80s, they took a hiatus and then they were kind of... With the onset of like female-led grunge, they kind of came back.
And what's her name again?
Angela Tremble.
Angela Tremble.
Yeah, you definitely know this person, no question.
Shoot, I don't know. Is it Lita Ford?
No. Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry. Angela Tremble. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there you go. I thought her name was Debbie Harry all the time, but nope.
Me too. Okay, that means I finished 1-3.
1-3.
A very weak 1-3, I might add.
Yeah, so I got to get this to win all the cash and prizes.
Okay, so you got the Butch Walker question, right? And you missed the Wabbit question. So here you go. Question. For the win. And it's funny, it has to do with animals.
All right.
How many hard rock bands can you name that use the word lion in them? I came up with four. Give me three.
Okay, there's White Lion.
Yep.
British Lion.
Two.
There's one that I always get mixed up with White Lion. No, that's White Tiger. That doesn't count.
Yep, does not count.
Lionheart.
Bingo, three. And yeah. The other one I came up with was Lion.
Oh, okay.
Lion, yep. With, what's his face? Blonde-haired guy, guitar players, and Dead Daisies now.
Oh,
I am terrible with names today. I'm just having,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's in Whitesnake.
Yeah.
Doug Aldrich.
Yeah, Doug Aldrich.
Man, I am slow today. Jeez.
Dang it.
Well, you got three names. That's all I asked for, so you got two out of three. You win.
I win. All right. Fetty and like a band playing or something.
Back from the hiatus, and you kicked it. Between the goalposts. Big winner for you.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right. So now what we need to do is take a quick commercial break, and we're going to give you our new signature bit. Well, maybe not. Our new bit, let's say.
Yeah, let's just say a new bit.
Okay. Hey, have you seen that band Nerdhalen yet?
Yeah. Hilarious.
good, too.
Yeah, they're really good, but hilarious.
That guitar player is spot on perfect.
Yeah, he is.
And the whole band is good, yeah. If they came around, I would go see them. I think they play around here a lot. Today may be your last chance to believe in yourself. All right, boys and girls, we're back, and we're going to play a new bit for you. It's called Last Chance. And with this particular bit, one of us picked an album that we previously bought and absolutely hated and never listened to it again, put it away, and it's like, ugh, that was terrible. I don't want to listen to that again. So we came up with this last month, and let's give this a try. So the album I picked first came out in 1996. It's a band I like, Warrant. The first three Warrant albums I think are awesome. This is album number 5. It's called Belly to Belly. When I bought this, I listened to it once and absolutely hated it. Hated it.
Yeah, I can see why.
And I probably listened to it twice and was like, come on, I like this. No, didn't like. Actually saw them on this tour, too. And the tour was better because I think they only played one or two songs from this album. So so the tour was fine. And just to let you know, the lineup changed a little bit for Warrant. They only had three original members left, which was Janie Lane, Eric Turner, and Jerry Dixon. They brought in Rick Steyer, who is a guitar player in Kingdom Come, and they had Bobby Borg on drums. So 3/5 of the original lineup. Came out in 96. I did a little research on this. They also said this album took a grand total of 2 weeks to record. And
that long, huh?
Yeah, and 7 days to mix. So, yeah, they did this rather quickly.
Yeah, well, yeah, sounds like it.
And just to give you a couple of ratings, AllMusic gave this album 2 out of 5 stars. And Rate Your Music, where fans can go on and rate any album they want.
Uh-oh.
They rated this 2.34 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
In fact, that was the lowest rated Warrant album of their entire catalog.
Well, no doubt. I have no... Oh, my God.
No doubt. But that's a cool site to go to if you go to Rate Your Music. Sign up for free, and you can rate any album you want. Sometimes I agree with them, sometimes you don't. It's fun to do if you got nothing to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd like to go on and see how they rate, like, the Van Halen 3 album.
Yeah, it's pretty low. But, yeah, it's cool because you can rate every album. Then you can rate every single. You can rate every video if you want. And people want 0 through 5. So,
what was the site?
It's called Rate Your Music.
Rate Your Music. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. If you look up Reseda Country Club, that's me, and you can see all the albums I've rated through the years.
Okay.
And you can maybe Daniel be Hard Rockin' Trivia Show, and you can
rate
all your albums.
I'll go on there as the show representative.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're gonna rate all those Toto albums.
Hey. I have my opinions on Toto albums. Totally. I mean, I could rate every one.
But people are
rate
pretty
one right now.
People are pretty tough on these ratings. And you don't see a lot of 5s and 4s. It's mostly stuff in the 3s. So people are pretty honest. If they hate something, they'll let you know. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through each song, except for the two songs that are interludes. And we're going to use the Michael Butler Rock and Roll Geek Show rating system. If you like it, it's a 1. If you think it's average, you give it a 0.5. If you hate it, you give it a 0. And at the end, we come up with a score. And we'll see if Danny and I agree. I'm the one who picked it. Danny, I think, never actually heard this album before we did this. So
I had not, and I'm not sure I am a fan of yours anymore after picking this album.
I'm sorry.
God.
Well, when we do this again, you get to pick something you absolutely hated, and you're going to revisit, and I have no idea what it will be. So we'll reveal that at the end of this.
Well, let me give it some thought, because I don't have one on in my head right now, but I'll give it some thought, and I'll tell you about it, but then we'll announce it at the next show.
Okay, all right. So let's start this off. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a 10-second bit from the song, and then we'll review it. Each of us will review it and see if our reviews are the same. I can tell you, Warren was a pretty upbeat band until album 4, and they started getting really kind of... They turned into a bummer, and this fifth album, Belly to Belly, is a real bummer.
I mean, I don't know. Were they trying to invoke the whole grunge attitude or something? I don't know, but God.
Maybe. Janie's the main songwriter. he had a lot of demons. I think he was exercising his demons through this because, man, he was depressed.
Well, after releasing this, I don't think that helped.
It didn't. I think they hit rock bottom after this. Ooh. So let's start off. The first song is called In the End. I'm going to play a little clip from this. I think I have to give this the zero.
Absolutely. Dude. This was the premonition of the album to come, and this is terrible. I almost just said, no, I'm not gonna participate in this bit, because this album, to me, first, I got through the second song, and I thought, this is unlistenable.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer of a song. In the end, it's like he's talking about his death. I guess this whole album was supposed to be some kind of concept album. What was it? Where did I see it? It follows the rags to riches storyline concerning fame, fortune, and the examination of one's value system once the spotlight fades.
Oh, bullshit. Jesus. God.
So, song one, we both give a zero.
Yeah.
Song two, which was a single, if you can believe it, is called Feels Good.
But it feels kinda good.
I can't believe there's a single on this whole album.
There's three singles from this album.
Oh, my God.
This one's called Feels Good. And the chorus, he changes his voice. It goes out from in tune to out of tune. I absolutely hate this song. Feels so good.
I don't know if I wish we could give it below zero, because this song is awful. The whole album, and I can see why it only took 2 weeks to record. The production is terrible. The vocals, it's like he just decided to do it one day, and he did all of them in one day and just said, well, that's good enough.
Yeah.
And that was it, because they're terrible.
And there's no sing-along choruses. It doesn't grab you. It's like, ugh.
No, what happened to Down Boys? And, I mean, Cherry Pie, I know he hated writing that stuff, but, I mean, this stuff is
even
unlistenable.
Uncle Tom's Cabin had a dark storyline. But it has a damn good song with a great chorus.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Even with the banjo.
Yeah, it worked. It was fantastic. So far, first two songs, we agreed. Zeros.
Yeah.
Okay, song three is called Letter to a Friend. I actually kind of like and gave it a one.
Bingo! I gave it a half. I was okay with this one. It didn't, like, I didn't throw up in my mouth when I heard this one, but I gave it a half, so.
Yeah, there's kind of a chorus there. It kind of works. So, yeah I kind of liked it. It's not something I couldn't even hum it right now, but. If I had to pull songs off of this album to put on, like, my iPod or my phone, I could put this song in my little warrant folder and be okay with it. All right. Not so much for you.
I would not put one song on this album.
Wow, not one, huh?
Not one.
Okay, song four is a song I actually saw them perform live. It's called AYM, Angry Young Man. And this is the song. This is my favorite song from the album. I love this song. And it was the lead single from this one.
Bingo! I gave it a half. I thought it was all right. And I first time I heard it through, I was like, I don't know. But then I heard it again. I was like, okay, all right, I'll give this a half.
Yeah, this is the one they played live. It totally worked live. It was weird because when you saw Warrant back then, Janie Lane looked a little different than you remember him from the Down Boys videos. At this point, he probably put on about 50, 60 pounds, so he's kind of he's a tall guy, too, so he was kind of big, he was round, and he had a mohawk.
Oh, jeez.
And he was a good front man, too, even with the out-of-shape look. I mean, he's moving all around, and it worked. And this song worked live, but I can't see any other songs that I'm working live. So yeah. I gave them so far. I haven't given many ones, but this was one I gave. In fact, I'm looking at my list. This might be the only one I gave. Well, I gave two: "Letter to a Friend" and "Angry Young Man," which I think the better tunes. Next song, song five, is called "Indian Giver." This was the second single off the album. I gave it a half. I thought it was all right.
I gave it a half, even though the idea of Indian Giver is not from the country India. It's from the American Indians.
Correct.
So why do you start off with a sitar for a song about American Indians?
Oh, maybe they'd want to name the song Native Giver. I don't know.
I don't, but... Come on, guys. Yeah. Jeez.
I see a lot of people who like this album. They name this song quite a bit. I don't want to ever hear it again.
So. No, I gave it a half.
Okay.
Yeah, so far I've given three halves and two zeros.
Yeah, okay. So your running score, you'd be at a 1.5 right now.
Yep.
And I would be at a 2.5. Okay, song six is called "Falling Down." Feels like I'm flying. I gave this a straight out zero. Hated it. I couldn't hum anything from this thing.
No.
Garbage. Ugh. Songs. I'm going to guess you were the same.
Yep. I gave it a hard zero.
Okay. Number seven. This song was called "Solid." The song is not solid, but there must have been something I liked about it because I kind of gave it a half.
No, I gave it a solid zero.
So at this time, I'd like to apologize to Danny for making him listen to this album. So well, that's part of the bit because you never know, because maybe next time when we do this, he'll present an album that he hates and I'll actually like it. You just never know.
You never know, but I know after you texted me this and I started listening to it. I was like, what have you done?
Yeah. Why did you do this to me? What did I do to you?
Yeah. I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I guess not anymore. This could break up our friendship. Warrants belly to belly. Number eight, the song's called "All for You." Of you is everything I'll ever do. I'll do for you. And she sings a duet with a female singer. It doesn't help. This song is dog crap. Awful.
Yeah.
Zero.
I gave it a zero as well.
Oof.
Just like, oh, man.
I hope they didn't put all their good songs up front, up top. So, but I have a feeling.
I will say that they got a little bit more rocking near the end, it seems like. Yeah. I don't know if that was really what happened or what, but... No, I was okay. I'm not saying the album got any better, believe me, but it seemed like it rocked a little more near the end, but that doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, songs can rock and still suck.
There's people out there who like this album. I don't know who these people are, but so far, it's not going well for belly to belly. Song nine is called "Coffee House." I don't know why. There's no coffee house in the chorus.
Yeah.
It's terrible. If I was in a coffee house and I heard the song "Coffee House," I would leave the coffee house.
I rated this a zero. Then the second time I rated it a half, and then I went back and listened to it one more time. And because I went back and listened to the ones that I rated more than a zero, and then I went back and rated it a zero. Because it was like, maybe I saw something there, but maybe it was just gas. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. All right, next song is "Vertigo." I gave this a half because I think it's a little more rockin' tune. And yep. So a half, so almost a one, but no.
No, this was a half for me as well. I thought it was better than, you know, by this point I'm just getting pissed and I'm wanting to, you know, do something with this album. But
yeah, you're going into your phone and deleting my number.
Calling people, say you go check on your neighbor. Something's wrong with him.
I'll be like one of those Hollywood celebrities. I like to apologize for saying that, or like Joe Rogan, likes to apologize for saying the N-word and whatever.
Exactly.
I like to apologize for making fun of the transgender community. Whatever people are apologizing for.
I'd like to apologize for picking belly to belly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, we only got two more left. Number 11 was a song called Room with a View. By yourself. I almost gave it a half, but nope. I gave it a zero.
Yeah, it's Room Without a View. It was not good at all.
Yeah. Is it Room With a View or Without a View?
No, the title's Room With a View, but this was, no. Yeah. Room Without a View. It's terrible.
Four walls and no windows, huh? Ooh. All right, final song, and nobody else. Again, a solid zero for me.
Yeah. Oh, this just, maybe I was just jaded by the end and thought, none of this is good. Just stop. But again, the production was so terrible. And his voice, there's like no, some songs are just like dripping with effect. Like he's going through a bullhorn or something like that.
Yeah.
But then other songs are just like he's sitting on his bed singing.
I mean, we don't know what was going through his head because he's not around to talk about this album anymore, but it sounds like they're trying to fit in with the times, and which is the wrong thing to do. It just doesn't work. You got to be yourselves.
You're freaking Warrant. You have a huge fan base, and you don't need to be following the trends of the day. You know, just that's my one big complaint with Kiss. Well, besides the fact that, you know, you got guys dressed up as Ace and Peter, but I know it's a whole character thing, but anyway.
Right.
The whole thing with Kiss is that following the trends of, you know, they had the disco song in the 70s. Then they had the entire grunge album, which is actually one of my favorite Kiss albums. But still, I mean, you're Kiss.
Yeah, be the trendsetter, not the follower. In the 80s, Bon Jovi's huge. We're going to do a really poppy pop metal album, you know?
Exactly.
We're going to do Crazy, Crazy Nights, you know? Don't do that. But I liked it when they went dark, though.
Oh, man.
When they went to Revenge, like, oh, this is where they should have stayed.
Revenge was so freaking good.
Or, Creatures should have stayed in the 80s, like kind of an album like that. They just kept flipping around. Anyway, so.
Yeah, I don't want to throw Kiss under the bus, under the Warrant. Belly to belly bus, but
yeah. Also, one of the things that kind of changed their sound is they had a new drummer on this album, and the original drummer, Steven Sweet, was he supplied the high background vocals, so the gang vocals and the high pitched vocal is usually Steven Sweet, so that was missing as well. So, yeah,
well, that's not the problem with this album.
No, it was just.
You could throw Michael Anthony's vocals in there, and it still wouldn't help.
Yeah. It's just a bummer of an album. It was definitely rushed based on how long it took to record. Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't seem like there was any thought put into it. The production was awful, and the vocals just, I mean, okay, maybe some of the music is good, but it was so, that was so taken aback by all of the terrible vocals. Yeah, I just couldn't get past it.
Yeah, when you go see Warrant today with Robert Mason, see, I got his name right this time.
Yeah.
They don't play anything from this album.
No, why would you? This is
terrible. This is not Warrant. You'll hear stuff from the first three albums and maybe some of their new stuff, which is pretty good, but no, you're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear anything from this album. So I total up my scores using the Rock and Roll Geek Show scoring system. I came up with 3.5 out of 12 songs.
I have a two.
A two out of 12 songs is not good.
Yeah.
And I had a grand total of 7 zeros.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I had 8 zeros.
It's 8 zeros out of 12 songs, which means this album is terrible.
Terrible.
And you had no ones, right? You only
no,
had half.
No ones. There's not a song in here that I would pick to put on my playlist that I would want to listen to again.
Yeah, I only had two ones. So, yeah. So, together, what we've learned from this bit, Last Chance, we gave this album its last chance, and it didn't get any better. What is that? 20, let me think. I'm missing my math.
26 years later.
26 years later, it didn't get any better. In fact, maybe it got worse.
Ugh.
So, we can put this album to bed, and I'll never listen to it again. Maybe Angry Young Man is the only song I'd listen to, and that's it. Danny's probably going to go into his MP3 library and delete this entire album.
Just delete that.
I'm not going to listen to that crap again. I need to make more space on my external hard drive.
There are way more songs titled Angry Young Man that I would listen to.
Oh, okay. Well,
those are different songs.
Yeah. So we can't recommend this, but if there's something that interests you off of the clips, go ahead and download the things that interest you personally. Maybe you have a different impression of this album than we do. So if you do, let us know.
Yeah, but we're right pretty much.
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty right.
Yeah. We're right, you're wrong.
I tell my daughters all the time, I am right a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen to me when I tell you stuff. I'm right.
I don't make this crap up.
They've told me so many times, I know, Dad, you were right. So I don't have to say I told you so, because they come back to me and say, you told me so.
Or they'll just point at you and go, yeah, Dad, we know.
Yeah.
And you just walk around strutting like a peacock the rest of the day. and when your grandkids get a little older, you'll tell them stuff and go through the same thing over and over again.
Come here, girls. Come here. I have something to tell you. Never date a boy with tattoos and a mustache.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, Paw.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to go marry guys with tattoos and mustaches. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We're just saying. When you guys get to become grandfathers of girls, you'll know what we're talking about. And on that note, let's go to a old signature bit that we haven't done in a while. It's called Who the Hell Is This?
I'm waiting for the time we pick the same song, or at least the same band. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, there's no chance of that happening this time, but it will happen one of these days.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This? Okay, we're back with Who the Hell Is This? Where we take a song from an obscure band or an obscure song from a famous band, break it up into four clips, and in those 10-second clips, you have to see if you can guess the name of the band. And mine this week is not going to be easy, so you uber geeks out there, good luck with this one.
All right. So let me try this here.
Good luck, Danny.
Clip number one. Here we go.
All right, you heard the first clip. What do you think? Just off of
Dokken.
Dokken. Not a bad guess, but incorrect. All right, our first clue on this particular band is this band is named after the last name of the guitar player.
Oh, geez.
So it's somebody's last name is the name of it. And I'll give you another bonus. This came out in 1989 on Relativity Records.
89. Last name of the guy, okay. Oh, man.
It's going to be tough.
Stuff, give it up. Is it Pelletieri?
Pelletieri. Incorrect. Not a bad guess, but okay. Your next clue is this particular guy was in the band Stars. He was in the band Frankie and the Knockouts. He has toured and recorded with Lou Gramm, Steve Winwood, Clarence Clemons, Jolynn Turner, and Peter Criss.
Jeez.
So he's a guy who's got quite the resume.
All right. Let's see.
You're on number three. And I'll give you another one. His last name is kind of Italian sounding. And it's and it's not Bon Jovi.
All right, here we go. Number three. All your friends laugh at me. What am I supposed to do? I want you. You want me. Oh, man.
So your first guess was Dokken. Your second guess is Impellitteri. Not bad guesses, but they're wrong.
Yeah. So they were bad guesses.
I guess so. Okay.
Let's see. Is it Massey?
Massey. Oh, that's a good guess, but it's wrong. That's a real good guess. Wow. Interesting, because I almost did Massey.
Really?
Weird. I was going through the alphabet, and sometimes I'll go, oh, I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
But not, it wasn't Massey. Okay. You're close, because this band begins with the letter M. And here's an interesting fact that you'll like. In 2012, this particular guy was inducted in the Delaware Blues Hall of Fame.
What?
And sometimes
Delaware Blues. I didn't know Delaware had a Blues Hall of Fame, but
they do, but it's only online. And sometimes they have the induction ceremonies at this little place called the Grand.
Wow.
In Wilmington, Delaware, right?
Wilmington, Delaware. That's where I was both nights this weekend, bartending for the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
No, it's
which
not.
Which is a rock band with three bagpipes. It's actually pretty cool for about a half hour. Then you're like, okay, enough of this.
Who likes bagpipes? Eek.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay in an AC/DC song, but that's about it.
Yeah. And then last night was the Honeydew Drops.
Okay, what do they do?
It's a folk duo, man and a woman from Virginia. And the one guy played the mandolin and the guitar, and the girl played the guitar and banjo.
Oh, I thought maybe they were doing like the Honey Dripper songs from Robert Plant. Nope. Was it good or bad?
They were really talented. Their harmonies were great. You know, it's not my style, not my thing.
It's not belly to belly.
I'm doing the Hard Rock and Trivia show. You would kind of assume that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was at the Grand both nights this weekend.
Yeah, so it was good for what they did. Okay, yeah. So this guy's a local legend.
Local legend.
In your area. And remember, he was the guitar player on the third Frankie the Knockouts album.
Oh, wait.
Oh, he might get it off of that. Why don't you play track four, and then maybe it'll come to you.
Wait, is it Vinnie Moore?
It is not, but it does start. It does start with an M.
Because I worked with his wife, Vinnie Moore's wife, and I was like, "That's really cool."
Yeah.
But anyway,
but not him. Any clue?
Oh man, I have no idea.
Okay. The guy's name is Bobby. His last name is Misano. So the band is called Misano. He was on Coliseum Rock from Stars, their last studio album, and he was on the last studio album for Frankie the Knockouts. Misano.
All right.
Tough one. I guess he does blues music now. So he might see him in a club around you where you live.
Misano. Okay. Well, that's cool. I'll look for him.
Yeah. And he's in the Delaware Blues Hall of Fame, which has no building, but it's online.
And I guess the only other guy in there would be George Thorogood.
No, but I guess they have a lot of people in that thing. They have their own website, and they induct people every year. I mean,
wow.
I mean, I guess George Thorogood would be the only one anybody knows. But
well, that's interesting. I've never seen that show on the schedule at the Grand.
I think the last one I saw was like 2013.
Okay.
So maybe.
Well, that was the first year I started working there, so that makes sense.
Well, so if you look up this guy Misano in Wikipedia, this stuff all pops up.
M-E-S-A-N-O?
It's M. Oh, hold on. It is. You know, it is M-E-S-S-A-N-O. Misano. His name is Bobby Misano. Now he does nothing but blues stuff. But yeah, he was on one of Peter Criss's solo albums, Joe Lynn Turner, Lou Graham, Ready or Not tour. So yeah, and he was a musical director for Steve Winwood. So the guy's obviously talented. He just never never made it. Yeah. So who the hell is him? Who the hell is this?
He did make it. He's in the Delaware Blues Hall of Fame.
There you go. Maybe since you live in Delaware, maybe you can be there as well.
Okay.
No. Not going to happen, I know. Okay, I told you that one's going to be kind of rough.
Yeah, I've never even heard of the guy, so that's song, though.
Yeah, but you probably own some of the stuff that he's played on, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I own all the Frankie the Knockout albums.
Yeah. And he was the guitar player on the worst Frankie the Knockout album.
So. Yeah, that's a shame.
That's the one I don't listen to. Okay, now, since I gave you that super hard one, are you going to respond and give me one back?
Well, I don't know. This is either going to be really quick and easy, or you won't get it at all.
Okay.
So, go ahead and play clip number one.
All righty. Let's see what we got in store for me. Sounds familiar, but definitely sounds 80s.
Yep. Well, it's an 80s band. I guess they were late 80s. Their debut album came out in 91.
Okay. Is it Ty Kettle?
Yes, damn it.
Because you've done Ty Kettle before.
I have?
Yes, you have.
I can't remember that, but...
Now, you're right. Yeah, I got it quickly. Because initially I was...
on their album, Don't Come Easy. Yeah. A song called Forever Young.
Oh.
It's kind of their...
their one hit.
Yeah, their hit, so...
So maybe I should just play. I'll play track four so you guys can hear the chorus on this since I got this so damn fast.
Yeah. Forever young, time on our side.
We've got tomorrow, we've got tonight. Yeah, with Ty Kettle, you've done them before. Initially when I heard it, I was going to guess Survivor.
Yeah, I thought that would be one of your guesses. I thought about doing one of their Steve Algeri songs, but...
It did reminded me of Burning Heart a little bit.
Yeah.
With Burning Heart. Okay. Well, Danny, that was anticlimactic. I got on the first.
All right. Well,
So
it's going to be harder next time.
So to recap on this show, Danny won in rapid fire. Everybody lost on our first episode of Last Chance because we both hated it still.
Yeah.
And I kicked your butt in Who the Hell Is This with something ridiculously hard.
Yeah, exactly.
And you gave me a repeat, so we're going to have to work a little harder for you out there in podcast land.
It's going to be a lot harder next time.
Yeah, I'm going to start researching it now when I get off of the phone.
That's
with
right.
You. Yeah. So
the guy that only released it to his mom. Your mom, I made an album. Here you go.
So now the end of the show, we have to pick. I have to pick a song to play us out. And I got two that I'm thinking of doing. Maybe I'll let you, if I give you the option, I know which one you're going to pick. I was thinking of Donny Iris' Tough World or The Marvelous Three's Grant Park.
I will always pick Butch Walker over anybody, except maybe Steve Lukather, but yep, Marvelous Three.
So we'll play Grant Park from The Marvelous Three. If you haven't heard this, it's off the Ready, Sex, Go album. This song is like all the other songs in this particular album. It's fantastic. So if you like it, go out and buy it.
Well, you should have this album anyway. It's a classic.
And plus, we've already done a whole track by track, I think, of this album. So if you don't have it already, what's your problem? Go get it.
Yeah, what's your problem?
So enjoy this, and we'll see you in a couple weeks, okay?
All right.
Good night.
Shopping Grant Park. You can walk through the door and shove a knife in her heart. When you tell her that you can't stand the song anymore, the one you two adopted on the prom dance floor. You can be a Tom Cruise and make a big scene, or be like MacGyver and cut it clean. Either way, there's gonna be blood on the floor when you tell her that you don't dig girls anymore. Singer named Jed, yeah, and caught his girlfriend with a woman in bed, and they were watching them
a satellite dish on a hot pink house with a burgundy door, with cigarette butts all over the floor. I don't think my stomach's gonna die anymore.